Hello and welcome to the second part of The Big Fight. So, you heard the doctors. Let's now listen in to those who think that the virus is not going to affect them at all. And we're talking about the politicians. Even now, if you look at the response, it seems that a theory is being propagated that Omicron is a mild variant. There is a mild misnomer. And because they have convinced themselves, the politicians, you've got rallies going on. For instance, on Friday, the Samajwadi Party held a virtual rally, which was attended by thousands of people. So what is the purpose of it being virtual? The BJP says that this is actually a virus rally. But then the BJP itself is carrying out door-to-door campaigning where there is obviously no protocol, COVID-appropriate protocol that has been put in place. And if we talk about the Congress, well, who can forget that this week the Padyatra in Karnataka had to be called off under great duress, under great pressure. And that Padyatra was still on for a very long time. So why is it that even now, in the middle of a third wave, our politicians think that they are above this wave, above law and also above this wave? Let me introduce our guest this evening, Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, Shant Prakash Jatav of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Alok Watts also of the BJP. Thank you very much for joining us. Saket Gokhale of the Trinamool Congress. And in just a short moment, we'll have Ghanshyam Tiwari of the Samajwadi Party also joining us. Let me first begin with you, Professor Gaurav Vallabh. It is the Congress Party which, and the top leadership of the Congress Party that kept saying that, you know, we have to take this wave seriously. Rahul Gandhi, and his clips from April 2020 saying that I told you so. And yet, the very same Congress Party holds a week-long endless Padyatra in Karnataka. Only after the intervention of your leadership that it was decided that, okay, let's call it off. But it just went on.
Sanket, I'm just asking, which is the first party who had suspended the rallies before the election commission came into the picture? It was the Congress Party. We suspended all our big rallies in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and other election going states before the election commission came out with the guideline. See, and you are quoting the example of Karnataka, Sanket. Just have a look. In your pictures also you can see that first thing, Karnataka is not a election going state. And all the top leaders who are going for Padyatra are having the mask and all COVID appropriate.
No, behavior. But then, Professor Vallabh, very politely, I want to tell you, in a political rally and a Padyatra, whether you wear a mask or not, it is incredibly difficult to maintain social distance. A mask alone is not what is required. You need to maintain social distancing also. It is not possible. And I have seen pictures of DK Shivkumar without a mask. So the point is, a rally. Look at this picture, for instance. There are no masks. So my point very simply is this. How can there be a different set of rules for Uttar Pradesh and a different rules for Karnataka? It's not like a virus is only going to attack you in UP. And Karnataka is some virus-free zone.
Sanket, I am not trying to defy or trying to say that Karnataka doesn't have virus and Uttar Pradesh have. I am not trying to say that. And I equally respect your view and the view of the health experts that it is a deadly virus. We should not take this in a light manner. But Sanket, I am just asking a bigger question. That Pradhan Mantri rally is giving antibodies and other parties' leaders' rally is giving virus. Why you are having double standards? Is Prime Minister rally giving antibodies to the people of our country? Prime Minister was going for a rally in Punjab where there was no crowd. He has to return back. Before that, he did a massive rallies in Uttar Pradesh. So was he giving antibodies? And for your information and for the information of the US, Sanket, till date, only 48% of the population have got the two vaccination doses. Only 48%. We had not.
Let me ask that question of Shant Prakash Jatav as well as Alok Watts. Mr. Jatav, you go first. See, the point is that there has to be a political response beyond calling this mild. I have seen that various politicians, including that of the BJP, have gone on record to say that this this variant is mild, do you feel that this is the greatest disservice for all those who have been affected by this variant of the virus? They have told very specifically that nothing of what they saw or felt was mild. So do you think that this is an extremely dangerous misnomer being spread, particularly by the politicians?
महामारी को कोई नाम देना और अपनी इच्छा से, ऐसा ठीक नहीं है। ये महामारी है और इसमें आरोप प्रत्यारोप नहीं, हम सब लोगों को जिम्मेवारी के साथ में सावधानी रखनी है। हमने पिछले दो वर्षों में इस महामारी के बहुत बुरे अंजाम देखे हैं और ये हल्का है, माइल्ड है या मेजर है, इस चीज में न जाते हुए हमें नॉर्म्स का पालन करना होगा। और मैं समझता हूँ कि इलेक्शन कमीशन, उनको सख्ती से हिदायत भी देनी होगी, कार्रवाई करने की भी आवश्यकता है। ये पार्टी देख करके नहीं और एक दूसरे के ऊपर आरोप लगाने से काम नहीं चलेगा। जो नियम है, नियामक है, उसका पालन करना हम लोगों को जरूरी है। और जो भी वर्चुअल रैली में ज्यादा लोग आए, उस पर भी निगरानी रखने की जरूरत है। और जिन लोगों ने उस लापरवाही को अंजाम दिया, उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई करने की भी आवश्यकता है। ये देख करके नहीं कि कौन दल है, कौन दल नहीं है, आरोप प्रत्यारोप नहीं, बल्कि सावधान रहने की इस वक्त में जरूरत है।
ओके, नो सी द पॉइंट दैट आई वांट टू आस्क यू मिस्टर आलोक वत्स इज दैट द इलेक्शन कमीशन सेड दैट देयर विल बी नो रैलीज टिल द 15th ऑफ जनवरी एंड आफ्टर दैट वी विल टेक अ डिसीजन। यू सी द मैनर इन विच एंड द रेट एट विच दीज केसेस आर इंक्रीजिंग, इट्स एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल, दे आर राइजिंग एक्सपोनेंशियली। So do you feel that it would be wise to not have any political processions for at least a month? In just 2 weeks, cases have risen from 1 lakh a week to 10 lakh. This is only on an upward trajectory.
Yes. Sanket, I do agree with your views. And I'm also of this opinion that there should be a complete blanket ban on any sort of gathering. Not only political rallies, but even social gatherings should be totally banned. Because we have seen what it has done in its second COVID. I lost close to 300 people known to me very closely. And so everybody I talk to, they have lost people, maybe 2 or 3 or 10, whatever it is. And you know, it's a fearful thing. And by doing such rallies or going into such gatherings, we are just trying to slaughter ourselves. There should be complete blanket ban let me tell you one thing. All political parties stand to be blamed for what has happened in the past and what is happening even now. You see, today I saw that clipping of Swami Prasad Maurya's joining the Samajwadi Party. It was a big gathering of people, you know, flaunting all norms of COVID. Hardly anybody had masks. I mean, I don't know what if the election commission has, you know, taken this in their knowledge and, you know, going to do some action on this. There was a complete, it was a shocking.
Yes, absolutely. And we are seeing these pictures on the screen right now. Ghanshyam Tiwari is also with us. Mr. Tiwari, can you explain by what stretch of imagination is this a virtual rally? Let's put those pictures back on the screen.
This is a complete...
One moment. At the Samajwadi Party headquarters, when some new members were being inducted, the Samajwadi Party held a virtual rally. Ghanshyam Tiwari, what part of this rally is virtual, if I may ask? Look at the number of people, unmasked. How is this virtual?
Good evening, Sanket, to you, the viewers, and my fellow co-panelists, and a very happy Makar Sankranti to everyone, with the wish that we collectively make the country prosperous. As far as the virtual rally is concerned, it was said to be a virtual event. However, I must say that with so many tall leaders, cabinet ministers, who were leaving Bharatiya Janata Party and joining Samajwadi Party, everyone came with their followers. And as a result, this was a spontaneous gathering that occurred at the Samajwadi Party office. If you do not allow people to come into the office premises, then the same gathering would spill over on the street. So while this is not a excuse for
Mr. Tiwari, if I may, there are screens, there is a stage, and there are chairs. which means that you knew that so many people are going to come. All of them are seated. So this was obviously planned. It's a planned public gathering, which is banned by the election commission.
If you visit Samajwadi Party office, first of all, any virtual rally, there will be a screen. That is how it will be set up in any virtual rally. Even if people are dispersed, there will be a screen. So the background stage will be similar. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that when
but don't you think this is bad?
When such pictures emerge, you have to see that as they are. However, what I'm trying to say is that it was a spontaneous gathering, and as a result, when so many people join and every one of them is showcasing the strength of their leadership, there is one event that can happen. Mr. Tiwari,
you see, the virus is also going to showcase its strength, and that's exactly the sort of rally it looks forward to.
That is true. That virus. I mean, if I take a political point to it. In 2 days back, there were over 50 cases in BJP headquarters in Delhi of COVID. And at any party office, including the BJP headquarters in Delhi, you will see thousands of people who are gathering. So there is a political process underway that cannot be shrugged into the idea of a perfect world. All I'm saying is...
One moment. There is a... Mr. Tiwari, you're saying there is a political process which cannot be... What was the phrase? What was the expression?
There is a political process underway that cannot be shrugged with the idea of a perfect world.
In the idea of a perfect world. But I hope you realize that there is a law of the land also. The election commission has banned a gathering.
Absolutely.
If the Samajwadi Party wanted, it could have stopped people from attending.
This
is a proper rally.
As I said, that if there is spontaneous crowd, you could only let people into the premise rather than having people crowd out the streets. The leaders came with their supporters.
That's the problem. Saket Gokhale, I want to come to you now. You see, how on earth are we to expect people to take this variant and virus seriously if the politicians themselves don't take it seriously? And you know, to quote Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, that it cannot be seen, the idea of politics cannot be seen in the pursuit of a perfect world.
No,
it's a very escapist argument.
You're sort of twisting what Mr. Tiwari said. Mm-hmm. I don't think, because I also heard what he said, but let me put forth my points here. Number one, okay, as far as our party is concerned, let me put that down. Our National General Secretary, Abhishek Banerjee, in Diamond Harbour and otherwise, he was the first one to announce that there will be no religious, political or social gatherings till the 20th of February. The Diamond Harbour model is something that is now being used literally across the country to show that with political will, how COVID cases can be brought down, how testing can be done. That is what we have done, not just Mr. Banerjee himself, but also the West Bengal government has been doing everything it can to curb. Now, as far as campaigning goes, our party is currently campaigning in Goa. I am currently in Goa. We're not holding any rallies. We're not holding any mega events. But let me also just question, and I have a very big question here. Actually, two questions rather. You know, we're grilling Mr. Tiwari for what happened. I've seen the Prime Minister on television the last few weeks also campaign. I would really like, I mean, I'm sure you have a research department. Can you please show me the last time the Prime Minister wore a mask? I don't remember a single vigil of the Prime Minister wearing a mask, number one. Number two, right now, it is very convenient to target the Samajwadi Party for this one event today. But when the West Bengal elections are going on, the second wave started after that. The Prime Minister and Home Minister Amit Shah held rallies without wearing a mask. Mass rallies in West Bengal. I don't remember anybody asking the questions that are being asked.
And in the middle of the second wave, was Mamata Banerjee not holding rallies?
Sorry?
In West Bengal, in the middle of the second wave, was the TMC leader Mamata Banerjee not holding rallies? See, that's the point. This is not targeting of any one political party. Everyone is at fault.
Here, you said law of the land, do we hold the Prime Minister to a higher standard or not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So if there will be a flouting of a norm in his rally, which exactly happened in West Bengal, he was questioned.
You're saying that the Prime Minister of India cannot be held to a higher standard. So Prime Minister of India and an MLA from Karnataka or in UP are to be held to the same standard is what you're saying?
Yes.
Amazing. So then what standard are you holding the Prime Minister to?
No, they're the same standard. For instance, the law is equally applicable to all.
I did not see you question Mr. Watts about why the Prime Minister has not been seen wearing a mask in the last
Mr. Watts, please respond.
Months.
Mr. Watts, why is it that the Prime Minister roams around without a mask? One moment, let's get a reply.
Why does the Prime Minister roam around without a mask? What Saket Gokhale is saying is totally incorrect. He does wear a mask. Most of the time he is with a mask. Obviously, when you are addressing a gathering, you will not wear a mask at that time.
I'm seeing visuals on the screen. Mr. Watts, I'm seeing visuals on the screen of the Prime Minister in Punjab not wearing a mask.
He is addressing. You can't address
somebody with a mask on. Like Mr. Vallabh said, when he's addressing, he's giving out antibodies.
Was Mamata Banerjee wearing a mask while addressing the gathering?
Mamata Banerjee is not campaigning in Punjab right now, in Uttar Pradesh.
She doesn't have any locals standing in Punjab, so she's not
wearing
there.
A mask.
Let me tell you one thing. Most of the time, they are wearing masks. Only when they are doing some public work or making...
I mean, the virus only comes at certain times.
When they are giving speeches, they are not wearing masks.
Thali bajayenge to virus rahega. Pradhan Mantri jab mask pehnenge, tab virus hota hai. Pradhan Mantri mask nahi pehnte to...
One by one. Mr. Gokhale, one moment.
You may target the Prime Minister and the Minister Yogi, but that is not done.
One by one, Mr. Jatta, one moment. One by one.
What has happened today?
Example set kar rahe Pradhan Mantri hamare desh ki. लोग प्रधानमंत्री को देख के क्या बोल व्हाट आर पीपल गोइंग टू सी आफ्टर सीइंग द प्राइम मिनिस्टर
प्लीज कीप क्वाइट प्लीज
कीप पीपल वेयर अ मास्क व्हेन द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ द कंट्री डजंट वेयर अ मास्क
प्लीज कीप क्वाइट व्हेन आई एम स्पीकिंग
नो सॉरी दिस इज नॉट उत्तर प्रदेश यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू साइलेंस मी हियर
आई आल्सो वांट टू अलाउ यू टू स्पीक दिस इज नॉट द वे
ओके वन मोमेंट डीसेंसी प्लीज जेंटलमैन लेट मी मूव ऑन Once we have some
let
decency restored.
No.
Professor Gaurav Vallabh, the point over here is it's extremely easy. I feel, one moment,
no,
I feel it's extremely easy right now to point
I'm
fingers at the other.
No.
What I'm trying to say is that all political parties have faltered. Professor Gaurav Vallabh, in there, you've fumbled in your response in dealing with this variant and the virus and many of these leaders going on and saying that it is mild. Data suggests it's mild. Do you think it's a misnomer?
No, Sanket, I totally agree with you. It is not mild. It is deadly. I am telling you, it is as deadly as the earlier viruses. We can't take it serious. We can't take it in a light manner. I had two small points. Number one, whatever political party, wherever they are not following the norms prescribed and by the election commission or by the COVID appropriate behavior, that is not correct, that is not good for society as a whole. Number two, Sanket, point number two, which I had shared in my earlier comment also, that the norm should be equal. There should be no separate norm for BJP and not separate norm
Absolutely.
For other political parties. It should not happen that Prime Minister, without wearing mask, distributes the antibodies and the other party leaders, including any regional party or national party, if they are defying the COVID appropriate behavior, they are spreading the virus. This message should not go. And Saket is very correct. I had not seen Prime Minister in last 1 month addressing any political rally in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, to wo jai nahi paaye, to ki wo aadmi nahi the. So in these two states, I had not seen Prime Minister without a mask. And on your screen also, I am seeing Prime Minister addressing a large public.
Yeah, absolutely. Just for clarity, these are file pictures. It's not a shot of a recent rally that has been held in the last 1 or 2 days. These are file pictures, but it is a fact that the Prime Minister does not wear a mask while he's addressing a gathering. It is a fact. But it is also a fact that most leaders... One moment. It is also a fact that most leaders take off their mask when they are in a public gathering. For instance, Mr. Shyam Prakash Jatam, I have seen... One moment. I have seen Mr. Amit Shah, before this ban came in, holding a road show without a mask. So it is casual. The entire approach... And that's why I'm saying, you know, Saket Gokhale was saying that will there be different standards? There should be no different standard for anyone. So every politician should be held to the same standard. You can't flout COVID norms. Mr. Jatav, why can't BJP leaders lead by example? Mr. Jatav.
Listen, when the Prime Minister says, bang thalis, people do it. When they see the PM not wearing a mask, what message are the people of the country getting?
Okay, let's get a response. Mr. Jatav.
Dekhi, kya hai? मैं ये नहीं कह रहा कि मास्क नहीं इन लोगों ने पहनने में या कोई इनको मैं सेफ भी नहीं कर रहा। पब्लिक डोमेन में या पब्लिक मीटिंग में ऐसा होता है कि मास्क हटाना भी पड़ता है और दोबारा लगाना भी तुरंत नहीं हो पाता और बाय चांस उस वक्त में फोटो सेशन भी हो जाता है।
देयर आर एंटायर स्पीचेस मिस्टर जाटव, आधे आधे घंटे की 40-40 मिनट की स्पीच हो जाती है विदाउट अ मास्क। देयर आर रोड शोज ऑफ आवर्स विदाउट अ मास्क
दे रहे होते हैं उस वक्त।
इट साउंड्स लाइक एन एक्सक्यूज मिस्टर जाटव। आई थिंक द नीड ऑफ द आवर इज एब्सोल्यूट ऑनेस्टी मिस्टर जाटव।
स्वाभाविक बात है, मगर साथ ही साथ हम लोगों को और सभी बड़े नेता जितने भी नेता हैं सबको इस वक्त में अपना स्वास्थ्य की चिंता करनी चाहिए, दूसरे को स्प्रेड होने से भी बचना चाहिए, इसका ख्याल रखना
है। जाटव, अगेन आई कम बैक टू द मेन पॉइंट, वहां पर इट्स अ नाइस थियोरेटिकल एक्सरसाइज इन आस्किंग एवरीवन टू टेक केयर, वॉश हैंड्स, वेयर मास्क, एंड व्हेन यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू डू एनी ऑफ दीज थिंग्स योर सेल्फ, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ एग्जाम्पल आर यू सेटिंग? घनश्याम तिवारी, लेट मी क्विकली कम बैक टू यू। Do you think, okay, let me ask you this question. Do you think Friday's public gathering could have been avoided?
Well, I think any public gathering needs to be avoided. That is something that is what needs to be done. The point I'm trying to make is you will also see in political situations spontaneous gatherings. You will not see a situation where Samajwadi Party is going outright and saying you will do a physical rally in violation of model code of conduct. That is not the message here, that is not the mission here. These visuals are clearly indefensible, and I can be upfront about that.
But I
must suggest
that's exactly the point of this debate.
These are
let's be honest.
Visuals, and you will see that such events will happen in the political process. The election. My final point is the Election Commission also invokes the Disaster Management Act. Prime Minister is the chairman of Disaster Management Authority, and it is nobody's case that he has set any standards whatsoever with respect to what a Prime Minister should do or somebody who's head of Disaster Management Authority should do in response to COVID.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Well, our disaster management should not turn out to be a disaster in itself. Thank you very much. As we end this broadcast, all that one wants to say is, do not call this new variant mild. It is not. Good night and goodbye.